We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, the first big story is where we are. We are live out here in spring. Make your way on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Stadium Bar and Grill, the place to be. Great drinks. Just had one.
Man.
Great
did you
food.
Hear that?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Oh,
I see that. I just see
that
some wings.
Me on a bit.
I see some wings coming out. They look beautiful.
I love beer.
Great people having a great time. So make your way on out here as we're here on a Miller Lite Football Friday, getting you ready for the Texans and the Browns. And Clint, there is some interesting developments here in terms of the injury front, and I want to run through them real quick, both for the Browns and the Texans. First for the Browns, Clint. Browns, they have ruled out tight end David Njoku due to a knee injury from Sunday's game against the Texans. So that is one of the big weapons in the passing game. I remember I said this to you earlier this week. Deshaun, they don't have anybody that's as good as DeAndre Hopkins, but in totality, this is a really good group. The best offensive line he's played behind, the best set of running backs. I mean, Kareem Hunt or Nick Chubb is the best back he's ever had behind him. Amari Cooper, a really good receiver. Njoku, a really athletic tight end.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
I really don't like that. All right, what is the latest? We got breaking news. What you got, Tyler?
Yeah, we got breaking news from our Texans insider, Brooks Cabina. He is reporting Texans receiver Brandon Cooks will be out this Sunday with a calf injury.
Wow. Okay, that is he didn't show up on the injury report. He didn't show up anywhere.
I believe he was on it yesterday.
I mean, he had been on it for
Wednesday. He didn't practice Thursday. But it was not, Thursday, I thought he was back, but he was limited.
Wednesday was non. Check it again, Tyler. I thought Wednesday was
he was. I do remember he was listed with a calf yesterday.
Was he okay? Listed with a calf yesterday. I missed that. Well, he is out for the game. Is that what you're saying?
He is out.
Brandon Cooks?
Yes.
Oh, damn it, Kyle.
He's not going to be able to swap that jersey with Watson.
Well, he can still do that. That adds to the injury list. So that jumps everything right there. No Brandon Cooks in the game, Clint. No Derek Stingley in the game. two of your best guys there. Wow. What if you're a quarterback, you've been in this league understanding that. It's Friday. What is Kyle Allen? What is Pep Hamilton looking at here with no Brandon Cooks, their top wide receiver, coming in this game, and we find out on a Friday here?
Well, look, I mean, when it's all said and done, the one thing that Pep Hamilton hasn't either cared to do or shown the ability to do is go out and generate targets for Brandon Cooks. So it's not like you're losing your most talented receiver. Your most experienced receiver, really your only weapon at this point that you trust can go out there and make plays against an opponent's best cover guy or into a well-executed zone kind of deal. You're losing that guy, but you're not losing a guy that the quarterback goes out of his way to look for. You're not losing a guy that Pep Hamilton goes out of his way to scheme things for. The loss of Brandon Cooks is minimal relatively speaking to what it could be. When you hear, hey, an offense is losing Brandon Cooks, the initial reaction to people outside that aren't really covering the Texans think, oh, boy, this is a huge setback for the Texans. Truth of the matter is it really isn't. I mean, it isn't. I mean, he didn't practice Wednesday, so it's not like he's out there with Kyle Allen getting reps with a quarterback that he's had very minimal reps with anyway consistently. And so all those different things. And I'm not knocking Brandon Cooks. I'm just simply saying that the team doesn't make it a point to target him. The quarterback doesn't look for him, more so than anybody else. Like I said earlier, Nico Collins had damn near double the targets that Brandon Cooks had last week, I believe. If memory serves me, if he didn't end up that way.
I think he had seven or eight or nine.
I know he had nine. I just don't remember exactly how many. I think Brandon Cooks had five. But at the end of the day, you're losing a good player, but you're not losing a guy that was putting a whole hell of a lot of extra work into Kyle Allen or Pep Hamilton's offense. So that's unfortunate. Now we're back to Nico Collins needing to flash. Chris Moore is a guy that they get the football to consistently. And then, you know, you look at
– I saw Jalen Camp didn't practice yesterday, which is a guy that – I'm just trying to think of how they feel this.
Amari Rodgers is a guy that you would think would
forgot about him.
Look, to me, as I've said before, I would plug Philip Dorsett in. Philip Dorsett would get a lot more run at this point in time. He would be ahead of Chris Moore for me in terms of targeting, if you will. I know that sounds a little bit crazy maybe because Chris Moore has done a good job. I think Philip Dorsett, has in terms of making plays, not just being the recipient of whoever's open at this point in time and doing his job, making plays, I think Philip Dorsett has done so as much, if not more, than the majority of these wideouts. So Philip Dorsett would be the normal go-to. But I think if this team's executing and are making decisions based on the future and evaluating guys, Amari Rodgers should be a guy that gets a little more run here.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If you missed it in the breaking news here, Brandon Cooks, he is out for this game. Also, we knew this is now official. Derek Stingley Jr. is also out for this game. A little bit more on the injury front. Yesterday, Kenyon Green was out of practice with an illness. Well, he practiced today and has no designation. They expect him to be able to play in the game on Sunday. And Rex Burkhead practiced, Clint, and he was in concussion protocol. He's listed as questionable for the game, but that is interesting to me because I said to you, boy, what we're seeing, especially following the whole Tua situation, if you got a concussion in the previous game, I don't know everybody around the league. I would love to see the amount of players who had a concussion in the previous game and then came back and played the next game, especially following the Tua situation. And the position he plays where he hits generally almost every single play that he's out there. But Rex Burkhead could be back he's listed as questionable
should
right
be
now.
Inactive.
Should be inactive.
Should be a non-factor. Rex Burkhead.
Are you talking about because of the injury, or are you talking about just because – Of the guys that you want to start.
It's a Texans second running back, man.
Look, he cleared. He missed a good chunk of the week, obviously. Now, I know you can go through some things while you're in concussion protocol. It's more of a contact problem. But when it's all said and done, you've got to get a better look at Dare Ogunbowale and Eno Benjamin, specifically Eno Benjamin. Eno Benjamin is more of a first second down back. To spell Damian Pierce, I think you got to get those two guys more looks than you already have for Dare Ogunbowale and some looks, a first look at Eno Benjamin. I think it's the wisest use of your time of those snaps. Rex Burkhead I'm not knocking Rex. I love Rex. He's done an admirable job. But he's just not going to be a guy that helps this football team win down the road. There's no reason he should be active.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you've got two guys that you need to get a look on. One of them scored a touchdown for you last week and played well. And another one you've described as dynamic and explosive. Yeah. And you haven't let dress and see the field yet. So, big injury notes. One more time. For the Browns, they're out. They're without David Njoku. No tight end, top tight end for Deshaun Watson. And then Brandon Cooks is out for this game along with Derek Stingley Jr. Show. Rex Burkhead is questionable. Kenyon Green back at practice after missing yesterday with an illness.
Show, I do think it's worth mentioning here that
you mentioned it,
with Njoku out, they've got, according to the ESPN depth chart, which is wrong a lot of the time, so take it for what it's worth.
Damn.
But the the Harris, they got two tight ends. Guess what? One of them is touchdown Pharaoh Brown.
Oh, God. You're right now. No David Njoku. Oh, my God. Yeah. He has circled this piece.
Ain't no doubt.
Oh, Pharaoh.
They got Harrison Bryant, who will probably get most of the run.
Oh, wow.
But Pharaoh Brown's got to be a guy that they lean on here.
I feel like him and Deshaun have come together in the locker room, along with Jadeveon Clowney, the return for all three of them. Have come to the locker room and said, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well,
Pharaoh,
look,
over-under catches, 3.5 for Pharaoh Brown in this game.
Catches? Ooh, that's a lot
come
of
on,
catches.
Come on, Tyler. Over-under, 3.5, Pharaoh Brown.
I bet you you can get it in the book at 1.5.
I'm going to go over just because of the familiarity that Watson has with him.
You going over? You think he's got 4 catches?
I mean, I don't
this
feel great. I don't know if I'd actually bet that, but if I'm picking one, I think I'd go over.
Hell, look! I bet you can get it at 1.5.
I bet you can.
I mean, I bet you can get it a lot lower than 3.5. But here's, I mean, the thing is you have he's going to play, no question about it. The two guys you mentioned, Jadeveon Clowney and Deshaun Watson, I actually think they're above. They're really, if we're really getting down to the nuts and bolts of it, I'd imagine both of those guys are above. Looking at this game with the Texans as a grudge match, as a, boy, I want to go back and get these guys back. But I'm going to tell you who ain't. Touchdown Pharaoh Brown. I guarantee he is still hurt that they let him go. Oh, he's still pissed off about it. And look, if he goes out there and has a good game, I don't care if he just dominates in the – hell, I think Lovie would rather see him have 5 catches than go out there and dominate the defensive ends in the run game and be a reason that they rush for 200-plus yards. Because you look at that's who the Texans want to be, and you let Pharaoh Brown go, and he goes somewhere else and helps him do it. I told you, Show, that game I watched is probably 3 weeks ago. Pharaoh Brown was in on a lot of plays where Nick Chubb was absolutely rolling. He's helping that football team in the run game. I don't know what he's doing in the pass game.
Yeah, he dropped the ball last week, but it's all right.
He's helping that team in the run game. It's going to be painful to watch if he does it again this week.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, Thursday night football, excuse me, last night, as the Bills, they moved to 9-3. They defeat the New England Patriots 24-10. Clint, you felt good about this game, thought it would be big. This is about what I thought. I thought maybe New England would have it a little bit closer. But Mac Jones, did you hear your boy Mac Jones?
Yeah.
He lost his mind out there, and he talked about it at the press conference after the game. This was Mac Jones. It was shown on the camera, him going off, looking very Tom Brady-esque.
Throw the effing ball. The run game sucks.
That's exactly what he said. He's having to deal with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as his offensive gurus. This was him after the game.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but, you know, we're kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional, that's football. I'm passionate about this game, and obviously you don't want to get your emotions get the best of you, but, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Like, it wasn't directed at anybody, just emotion coming out, and we kind of needed a spark. So when you're playing from behind against a really good team and a good offense, you need to go out there and make better plays, and that starts with me. So definitely wasn't good enough by me tonight, and all you can do is watch the tape and see where we can get better. But playing catch-up's hard. We didn't want to do that all game, and I didn't do a good enough job getting ahead early and making it work. So tough one, but hats off to the Bills for playing a good game.
Yeah, I feel like Mac just saying, really, hey, greatest coach of all time, how in the hell could you put me in this bad situation to be working with offensive coaches and a special team coach?
Yeah, Mac.
I feel bad for him. And I didn't know Mac had that in him.
Well, he don't. I mean, that's the scary.
He didn't just got shoved. He got pushed.
Look, his damn voice was trembling right there. I mean,
it wasn't trembling. I mean, it wasn't trembling when he was on the sideline.
Yeah, no, it wasn't trembling about it on that sideline. I mean, he doesn't have that in him. That's not Mac Jones. He's not comfortable with that. But I think the reality is that when you've got Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as your offensive minds, as your play caller, as a quarterback that's a high level processor that's played in college and for at least a year at a high level in the NFL, it's got to be frustrating to deal with what he's dealing with. And by the way, it wasn't directed at anybody. It was directed at myself. I've got to play better. That ain't going to get it, Mac. There ain't but one guy that throw the effing ball or run game sucks right now. There ain't but one person.
Charles, are you talking about?
The play caller. I mean, there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So, doesn't surprise me that's what we're hearing from that particular sideline offensively at this point in time.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kid, man. That's just absolutely ridiculous where he is. All right, here.
Big 3 at 3, number 3.
All right, here's the third topic of the day, Clint, and this is interesting. There are reports out right now, and it's interesting after we talked to Danny Cannell, his thoughts. Sources are saying not only is Coach Deion Sanders primed to go to Colorado, a deal is done is what people are saying. Coach Sanders plans to bring a new defensive coordinator from Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. Expect an announcement either from Colorado or Deion this weekend or as early as next week. I'm telling you, man, I will be surprised if Colorado is where Deion leaves. And it looks like there are reports out there that feels like this will happen. But that is an interesting thought of where he would go. I'd be surprised. I know that's a Pac-12 job, but Colorado has been down, and that's just a part of the country where it's hard to recruit to and that he doesn't have a lot of ties to.
Yeah, but, you know, he doesn't have a whole lot of ties there, but it is Prime. I think he's national.
You're right. That
if Prime can go get 5 stars to Jackson State, then I think he could go get 5 stars to go to Colorado. I do. I'm with you, though, Show. This is an interesting move.
This is dicey. Like, bad.
To each their own. I mean, I don't fault a man for bettering himself and bettering. I bet they got to pay him $5-7 million a year to go to Colorado.
Maybe more than that.
The big boys ain't making nine and a half.
They paid Lance Leipold at Kansas 5.
So probably 7, 8. I don't know. I don't know what the number is, but yeah. To me, this is a safe move for Prime outside, because I do think there's some. I don't know how to couch it, but him helping and being a huge part of HBCU.
That's where I was going.
Getting the respect and taking the next level the way that they deserve to. I think is a big part of why Prime's doing what he's doing. However, at some point they're going to throw enough money at him to where he's going to jump. And Colorado expectations are very low. Like you said, you're playing in the Pac-12 with USC and UCLA fixing to bounce. It's not a bad time to get into the Pac-12 if you're one of the lower tier programs.
You're
taking a new gig that they know they're going to be patient with you.
To go to the point you're making about what he's doing at Jackson State and for HBCUs, Colorado just didn't feel like the place that would make him leave there for that. All right, the breaking news, Brandon Cooks out for this game on Sunday. Somebody on the text line raised something I think we need to address. We'll discuss that. Coming up on The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Stadium Bar in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Come on out on a Miller Lite Football Friday. We are live in Spring at Stadium Bar and Grill. We'll be here till 6 o'clock getting you ready on this Miller Lite Football Friday for the Browns and the Texans. There was breaking news there in the last segment. Brandon Cooks, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, is going to be out this game with a
calf injury.
A couple of things, because I do want to get to somebody on the Trailer Rule and Frame text line and brought up had a question, Clinton. But when we're looking at this, and we look at a calf injury, your experience, do you view this in the same way you view Nico Collins with a groin, the same way you view Stingley with a hamstring, that this kind of injury to a leg, part of the leg, position that person plays, that this could be multiple weeks with Brandon Cooks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, when it's a lower leg issue, whether it's ankle, calf, quad, ham, it doesn't matter. I mean, when it's that's these guys tax their legs to an unbelievable degree, even during the week, much less on Sundays. So anything like that, man, it's a scary situation relative to how quickly they can return. So the hope for Brandon Cooks, and look, this isn't about the Texans, this is just Brandon Cooks and his health, is that it wasn't one of those injuries where he felt like somebody kicked him in the calf.
Yeah,
and
Achilles.
It ends up being somehow, some way, an Achilles tendon issue. That could be, I mean, look, really, at Brandon Cooks' age and how many years he's had in the league, hell, that could be career-ending for a Brandon Cooks type of player. So hopefully it is just some kind of mild strain, and he just can't go full go right now. And they're gonna try to get it right. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if it wasn't a couple of week injury. Again, 1-9-1. To ask a veteran receiver to push through injuries, all things considered, this season, it's probably a bit much. You might as well take care of these guys the best you can.
From the Trailer Rule and Frame text line, is it fair for me, fellas, to believe that Brandon Cooks is not as hurt to not be able to play, that he
absolutely
just doesn't want to go? Is that what y'all think?
Exactly where my mind went. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Went to Laramie Tunsil last season.
Oh. Oh, I said he might do that, didn't I?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
is that look, a thought? Listen, Brandon Cooks has shown himself to be different than we thought. I wouldn't put anything past him. I mean, I would hope that Brandon Cooks ain't out just saying, you know what, man, I don't want to play this game against Deshaun and then let me get out. I certainly don't believe he's pushing through any kind of injury. I feel like Brandon Cooks is in the space of, ooh, if I feel anything, hey, doc, let me sit down.
Yeah.
Just a tinge. I hope it's not just like, nah, man, I don't want to play this week.
Yeah, look, with what Brandon Cooks has displayed the last month of his career, There's no reason to believe that Brandon Cooks doesn't look at a 1-9-1 season and goes, I'm not messing up my next year, my 2023. I'm not gonna go in. Like, if Brandon Cooks gets injured and goes into the offseason having to rehab surgery on a knee or something with an Achilles or something that slows him down, that's gonna impact their ability to trade him. That's gonna impact their ability to renegotiate contracts to get a deal done to trade him. So that could literally end up tying him to Houston, which is the last thing that I think he wants. He's not going to do, obviously, what Deshaun did, but I think if you had to put some truth serum in my man's drink tonight, he damn sure sound a lot like Deshaun Watson relative to wanting out of Houston. So
I think Tyler said the Laramie Tunsil, that might be something, right? Like Laramie, like I don't think Laramie
pushed
it. I
think there's a chance Derek Stingley pulls a Laramie Tunsil.
What, think he just might sit it down the rest of the way?
Yep. Whoa. If they let Laramie do it, why the hell wouldn't they be smart?
But Yoda,
he's got to get adjusted like to this game,
say,
man.
Like, are you saying, but Laramie did it because it felt like Laramie just didn't really want to push it and play anymore. Are you saying from a perspective that maybe the Texans are saying,
yes,
hey, Derek, yep, let me sit you down? Not yep. Derek saying, yep, I don't really want to play anymore.
Yeah.
Let me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I don't think Derek Stingley was. I'm
gotcha.
Saying.
Oh,
like,
I
don't think Laramie Tunsil told the Texans he wasn't playing. I think that was probably a pretty common They came to a common ground. The Texans weren't going to push back on it, and they now he may have bullied them into it, which I think Brandon Cooks possibly could as well. But nonetheless, the point is Derek Stingley. I just mean I could see the Texans shelving him for the rest of the season, not rushing him back off of some injury. Because look, there's 6 ball games left, 5 after this weekend. He's not playing this weekend, so there's 5 ball games left. And let's be completely honest here, and there's not a football mind in America that watches what Derek Stingley's done to this point and says, damn it, he needs him next 5. He needs him next 5 to show me. He needs him. The player needs him. But if he's going to go out there and stay in his pedal and cover 3, a couple of extra steps, if he's going to fight to play cover 2.
What you're saying, he ain't getting the work that he needs to get.
No. What are you going to learn about Derek Stingley Jr. if you put him back out there? What are you going to learn? You're going to learn he's tackled well.
He's
been physical all year. Know what defense? He played cover 3, cover 2 all day long. It's all he's been asked to do. Two, 3-1.
You know what annoyed me? When they were playing the Eagles, they used Des King on a blitz. They used Steve Nelson on a blitz. They didn't do nothing different with Stingley. They didn't use Stingley. Yeah. They just left him out there in his back pedal just chilling. Didn't do nothing like – I don't know if they don't trust him with nothing much, but they didn't do much else with him. I hear what you're saying. I do think, however it happens, there are moments in games like he was with Slayton against the Giants or moments in the game like he was with Kenny Galladay against the Giants where he may run into some positions where he's in man-to-man coverage. He just needs to get football reps, though, Clint.
Let me clean up.
Yeah,
my
clean
point.
It up.
Because there's no question he needs football reps. I'm saying if I'm Nick Caserio, and I got my number 3 overall pick out there, and I'm watching what I'm watching on this defense, I'm not in a real big hurry to push him back out there. That's where I'm at with Derek Stingley. Now, would Lovey like to have him back? Sure. Would Derek hopefully like to play? Yeah, sure. But if I'm Nick and I'm this organization and I got my prized possession of the draft last year and I've watched 9 ball games of Derek Stingley being a good, solid zone corner, do I really feel a need to push him back out there and push things? I don't like the thought of even doing that, but if I'm being completely honest, if I'm Nick Caserio, I don't see any value in it.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I where are you coming from? I don't know, man. I just – he need to get out there. I would love to see him in situations where he's getting more challenged.
Agreed.
But there have been moments where he has had some challenge, and that cat just – I mean, he got to get some game reps. He has to get some game reps. All right, it is Watson week as Houston gets ready for the Browns coming at NRG. That game is happening on Sunday. Remember, Texans Countdown gets going at 9, presented by Modelo. Kickoff is at noon, and Texans postgame starts as soon as those clocks hit 0. Sean and Seth have you for the pregame show, Texans Countdown, and then Sean and Clint have you for the postgame show, Texans postgame. So stay tuned for that. Once again, we are live out here having a great time. I see the food coming around. I need to see somebody let me know how them wings were. They look good and sizzling. That might be something somebody may have to run into.
I'll split some wings with you.
I'll let you eat them. I'll just watch you eat them. Just let me have one.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. I'll order it. That way you can tell Red it was on me.
Thank you. I'm glad you knew what I was
thinking. That's right.
I know. I was thinking that. but come on out here. Stadium Bar and Grill here in Spring. We're enjoying ourselves having a great time. And you can come out here on this Miller Lite Football Friday. There was something that happened in college football yesterday that I think can really be something that the Texans are looking at and Texans fans needs to pay attention to. We'll discuss what that is coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Stadium Bar in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are live here in Spring at Stadium Bar and Grill, Miller Lite Football Friday. Make your way on out here as we're having a really, really good time. I want to get some thoughts on a couple of college football announcements and news here. The first one, Clint, I think this one has a little something to do with potentially with the Texans moving forward, and that is quarterback out of Kentucky, Will Levis.
Yeah.
He's declared for the draft. I know earlier this year, Mel Kiper had him as his number four prospect overall. A lot of people saw him moving up the draft board, especially after the start Kentucky had, especially when he went head-to-head against Anthony Richardson for Florida and outplayed him there. He hadn't had that great of a year when you look at his numbers there. Hadn't been that great, but he is going to be a quarterback, Clint, and he's going to be a quarterback that potentially goes in the first round. He's already announced going to the Senior Bowl, I believe. This is one to keep an eye on, Clint, because you're talking about quarterbacks in the first round. The Texans are going to have two first-round picks. The thought would be that they may be looking for a quarterback. Will Levis could be an option there, Clint.
Yeah, look, I like Will Levis. If the Texans or anybody else get their hands on Will Levis, I feel like it's outside the first round.
Oh, you don't see him at you wouldn't draft him in the first round.
I don't think Will Levis is a first round talent. 6'3", 230, big arm for the college game. I would say average arm in the pro game.
You think he goes in the first round?
No.
I don't think
when it's all said and done. Mm. I do not believe that this quarterback draft is as healthy or as first round loaded as some people would.
A lot of people view him as the third one, but yeah, behind Bryson.
I've seen him as high as two.
Behind Bryson and C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I think this is going to end up being a great NFL, a great quarterback draft in the NFL, but I don't think it's going to be as top loaded. Mel Kiper, I can't remember. Four or five top 10 quarterbacks at one point, or top 15 quarterbacks.
I've seen four quarterbacks go.
I just don't believe that's going to end up happening. I think when it's all said and done, and they pick and prod on all these old boys, and they get it, they lay their eyes on them in person. I don't think they're going to be as impressed as Mel Kiper and the draft pundits are. I think there's a conscious effort to drive this the clicks on this draft, and they're doing it through quarterbacks. When you have a down quarterback year, the draft struggles, the interest struggles. So I think they're doing everything they can as soon as last year's draft was over to all of a sudden make this as interesting a draft as you possibly can from a quarterback's perspective. And I think Will Levis is being way overvalued in terms of where they think he gets drafted. Good player. They love the fact that he's been back-to-back years. His offensive coordinators have been NFL guys. Back-to-back years, he's played okay, not necessarily great. You look at his 2021 numbers, 66% completion, which I'm impressed with, by the way. Anytime anybody completes over 65% of their balls, they're doing something. But 2,800 yards, 24 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Look at this year, roughly 66% completion again, 2,400 yards, 19 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. It's just not – there's nothing there that jumps off the page to me and says, this guy is a first-round quarterback. I don't see it.
Edwards, CBS Sports, in his mock draft, he did it yesterday. He's got Will Levis as the number two pick.
I don't believe
overall in the draft. He goes Bryce Young to the Texans one, and Will Levis to the Lions two, and C.J. Stroud third to the Seahawks.
Yeah, I don't think Will Levis goes in the first round. I don't think C.J. Stroud ends up going in the top ten.
They only gonna look better.
Yeah,
I mean, at these pro day camps.
What's that?
I think at these pro days and camps, these controlled environment days and camps, I think they're only going to potentially look better.
Well, but here's the difference: is pro scouts that are putting their job on the line ain't writing them mock drafts that you're talking about. That's the difference. I think it's a good quarterback draft. I think the guys that make their money talking college football and specifically the draft, it's in their best interest to push every quarterback they can as high they can to the top and gain as much attention as they possibly can. I mean, a week ago, C.J. Stroud was the lock number one. Now, all of a sudden, Bryce Young is. Now, Will Levis is. I've seen Will Levis high. I've seen him slide way down the charts. I just don't buy it, Show. I may be dead wrong. I've watched all these guys.
I think all three of them are going in the first round. Now, they may not go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I don't think Will Levis goes in the first round. I think C.J. Stroud.
Did you want to put a little money on that?
But, I'll put a little money on it. You know, I like to bet. What do you want to bet on?
Put $100 on it?
I'll put $100 that Will Levis doesn't go in the first round.
Right here, $100 on that.
There you go. There we go. By the way, we shook hands right there.
We shook hands right there. You got a C-note on that?
Yeah.
Will Levis in the first round.
Who did, pull that thing back up that you was just looking at and tell me what are the quarterbacks, what that guy have below him?
I think those
weren't the only three.
I think those are the only three quarterbacks.
In the first round?
Yeah.
Really?
At 1, 2, and 3.
Hmm.
Those quarterback-hungry teams, yeah, it was the only three quarterbacks in the first round of the draft. By the way, college football, also A&M, Tyler's Aggies. Their young quarterback, Haynes King, who came in to be the starter, the guy.
He shows you who he is.
He's entered the transfer portal, Clint. He's up out of A&M. Is this
– See ya.
I said – oh, here you go. I said as soon as he got benched after the Appalachian State game and they tried to act like he was the entire problem, I said, that young man's out. Even though he did have to come back in, I said, he's gone. Because he can't believe Jimbo believes in him after one game when you got people fumbling all over the place and your defense get run through by Appalachian State. They set him down. I knew he would be out. Is this a first of many?
Yes.
Is this the first of many that's entering the transfer?
Yeah, look, I think
that's what I feel.
Look, when we're talking about, I think he's got a chance to hang on to some of those higher ups because they got a lot of money involved. Some of those young five stars, and they got millions of reasons to stay. And I don't know that anybody else is gonna set them up that way. If I'm being completely honest, but I do believe that they're gonna end up losing depth. But that's not an A&M losing problem. That's America. I mean, that's just college football in America right now. You look at damn near every organization, and they are every program. They're losing depth players in a big, big way, and it's happening fast. So, I think it's going to happen at A&M. It's going to happen everywhere. I don't know if we see the mass exodus of five stars that we thought we were going to see.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see there. So, yep. Damn, sorry, Tyler. Haynes King out of there.
I'm not. It's okay.
Enters the transfer.
I got some pretty interesting numbers, Show, on these on the transfer portal. This is probably used better for next week, maybe on a full segment. But in the 2019-2020 academic year, 4,757 players entered the portal. 1,700 almost 1,800 found a new home. 38% of the prospects. That's how many guys found a new place to play football.
Yeah, guys are rolling.
In 2020, 2021, that academic cycle, 6,250 entered the portal. 41%, which is a little over 2,500, found a new home. In the 2021-2022 academic year, 8,010 football prospects entered the portal. A little over 3,300 found a home, 41%. But you're sticking at 41%, and the number is absolutely skyrocketing. Check this out right here. In the last 3 years, this is a transfer portal. In the last 3 years, 19,217 football prospects entered the portal. 7,695 found a new home. 40% over 3 years on the dot. 40% of guys that enter the transfer portal find a new place to play. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I mean,
man.
More than one in every two players.
They're not having to sit years out anymore has changed the game.
Well, the number of guys transferring is huge, but how about it show that over half of the guys that are transferring aren't playing football the next year? Like, they're transferring their way out of a career.
Yeah.
I mean, that's of damn near 20,000 players.
Because, yeah, we 8, always see the guys that work. And yeah. Now that, you know, there's a lot of.
Well, I mean,
guys.
You look at, like, Haynes King started at a big power.
He'll
five.
Find somewhere
He'll find somewhere to play ball and finish his career. But if you look at it, there's going to be, if a school has 10 guys enter the transfer portal, five of them going to be at home watching ball the next year.
See the kid from Michigan, McNamara, he's already going to Iowa.
Yep. And that, that's a.
And that's the part that kills me, just transferring within conference like this. And all these sports just.
But think about that. That is the worst offense that I've watched in college football in a long, long time. This year,
Kirk Ferentz.
This year, Ferentz boy is the OC. They're bad, man. They're significantly worse than A&M.
Maybe
significantly, and McNamara decided Jimbo he's gonna go there.
Maybe Jimbo will go there. Ooh. Maybe Jimbo will hire him.
They ought to be fighting over whoever the next OC is.
We ain't going nowhere.
Maybe he'll go and bring him in.
Let me think about it.
Did you fellas out there see yesterday Kanye West trying to ruin people's lives?
Who?
Did you see yesterday? That's almost every day for Kanye.
Kanye West trying to ruin people's lives. I mean, it wasn't enough for him to just give his glowing affinity for Adolf Hitler. That wasn't enough.
Good God.
But then he finished things off last night with saying that he caught Chris Paul. With his ex-wife, Kim. This is my fault. Is your relationship out there right now strong enough with your wife that if Kanye West pulled your name out of the hat and accused you of messing with his wife, is your wife and your relationship strong enough where you can come to her, like I'm sure Chris did last night, look, baby, this is Kanye. Kanye just talked about he loved some of the things about Hitler. Kanye's crazy as hell. He's crazy as hell. Like, I ain't never been nowhere close to her. Is your relationship strong enough to where your wife would just write that off with, oh, man, that's just Kanye being crazy. I ain't never been close to Kim, although there are photos of Chris Paul with the Kardashian family. But, like, is your relationship strong enough where your wife would just say, listen, I believe you, honey, that's Kanye. And Kanye crazy as hell.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think I've done a good job of building trust that if I didn't do something, she'd believe me if I told her I didn't do it. Now, if there was some breadcrumbs leading over to Kim's crib, I'd probably have a little bit of a problem. I'm not hanging out with Kim. Now,
I think at least the question at my crib is, boy, Kanye just pulled your name out the hat, huh?
Yeah, Chris Paul of all
didn't
people.
Didn't pull out Clint's. Didn't say Tyler.
Right.
Didn't say Aaron. Didn't say my man who just had that cataract surgery. Just pulled your name
that's
out.
That's Tony, by the way.
Tony. Shout out to Tony. Didn't have it. Didn't pull you out. I bet. I wonder if Chris Paul's wife said this ain't about Steph Curry. They say his name. I wonder how easy and smooth that was able to go last night with Chris Paul and his wife. Because I feel like you should be able to get away with, man, that's Kanye, dog. He's crazy as hell. He's just crazy as hell. I don't know if that went.
Yeah, well,
that
I mean,
easy.
Look, I just don't. I don't.
That's the sure as hell I'd lean on.
I can't live. I don't live that lifestyle. I ain't hanging out with Kim K. There ain't no breadcrumbs out there for me. I'm gonna be honest with you.
What is wrong with that dude,
if,
man?
If I knew it was a lie, I'd walk in. I'd throw my phone. I'd throw my phone bill from the last year. I'd unlock all my apps. I'd throw my iPad down there and go, "Hey, look here, wasn't me." Like
somebody
Shaggy back in the day.
Wasn't me. Somebody on the text line said, "I don't care. I don't care how crazy he is. My wife is going to investigate."
Oh boy, that'd be a rough one now.
By the way, Chris Paul, he's out of the game tonight.
Is he?
Yeah, he's listed out with a heel issue.
Oh man,
he got
a heel issue. All right.
What happened to his night, dog? You just rolling around at practice, and all of a sudden, Kanye's at the end of it. He said, "Let me open it. Let me bust this window down." I caught this guy, Chris Paul, put a picture of it with my wife Kim. Good night. And then he shut it down.
Oh,
been suspended off Twitter since.
That would be very Kim K ish.
Real talk. Kanye gonna get hurt. Like somebody, like he's gonna mess with the wrong cat, and he's gonna get injured. Like Antonio Brown. Like somebody in Tom Brady's family has about had it, and they're waiting to just smooth come out of nowhere. On Antonio Brown.
The cops can't even get prayers. Antonio Brown to come out of his house.
I think Tom.
You know it's still a standoff?
Yeah, I heard that. I think Tom's got an uncle that could make it happen. What you got coming up?
We got the NFL Hall of Famer, man. We got John McClain. We got a Texans game Sunday to cuss and discuss. We got some coaches that ought to be on the damn hot seat. We got some, you know, we got a second start for a quarterback. We got a lot going on with the Houston Texans. We got to get John McClain's been down there. He's been down there a time or two at NRG Stadium, so we got to get his see where his head's at on these Texans. We'll do that next.
Stick it up everybody's butt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.